41 and about to become a congressman. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Louisiana Republican Luke Letlow is dead of coronavirus. He was elected to represent the state's 5th congressional district in a runoff election 3 weeks ago, admitted to the hospital December 19th, and died last night. He would have served with Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise, who tells Fox,
"It was just heartbreaking. I mean, Luke is a young guy, 41 years old, in great health, and looking forward to a bright future."
Congressman-elect Letlow was married with 2 children, 3 years and 11 months old. Some Americans might already have their coronavirus stimulus payments in the bank through direct deposit, $600, not the higher amount President Trump and Democrats say they want.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blocked a move by Independent Senator Bernie Sanders to hold an immediate vote to increase stimulus checks to $2,000 for many Americans. He wants separate votes, one on the defense bill, including language repealing Section 230, which protects social media platforms from liability for posts. A second vote would be held on the checks. Meanwhile, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the $600 checks are on the way and that many could hit bank accounts today. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Records show Nashville police were warned about the Christmas morning suicide bomber more than a year ago.
Anthony Quinn Warner, the man police say rigged his RV to explode on a Nashville city street Christmas morning, killing himself and damaging buildings, might have been trying to build bombs for a while. The Tennessean newspaper reports Warner's girlfriend had gone to police in August of 2019 over her concerns. Police knocked on Warner's door, got no response, and might not have ever followed up. Tennessee's State Bureau of Investigation had been saying Warner had not been on their radar.
Fox's Evan Brown. 16 people are killed in an explosion at an airport in Yemen. Members of the country's new cabinet had just landed there and were not hurt. This was at the airport in Aden in southern Yemen. America's listening to Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports, with 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service, there's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center, and when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague's handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with 4 locations to serve all of your tire needs.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunny and 66 today, 39 the overnight low, 66 and sunny on New Year's Eve, 47 tomorrow night. New Year's Day Friday, 66 and sunny, 41 on Friday night. 10-mile-per-hour winds for the next 3 days.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and this is Chamber Chatter this morning. Only the good stuff from the Chamber, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. And this morning, it's Family Week at the Chamber because we're closed. We're actually closed this week to give all of the staff. I know. We actually close sometimes. Imagine. and so this morning it's going to be a really relaxed Chamber Chatter, and we have Russ Clark here in the studio with us as always.
Am I the relaxed part?
You never. Okay. Actually, no. Forget it. Never mind. Maybe it won't be relaxed. We have Russ here. But this morning, instead of giving up my family time this week, I brought a very special guest. You guys always hear about him every week in Chamber Chatter, and so I have my son Peyton along. Good morning, Peyton.
Good morning, Mom. And I was a bit nervous.
Oh. How much did they have to pay you or threaten you to get you to come in here, Peyton? Was this extra chores if you don't comply or something?
I don't think I'm allowed to talk about
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah, that's smart, man. I was just checking.
I've raised him well. See,
this isn't one of those things I think he dreams about. Like, oh, I wish I could go on the show.
It's really funny because I don't know if I told you. So, you know, I first started and we were in the hotel for the first month that we were here.
Yeah.
And it was funny because I said to him, I said, well, I got to go to work early tomorrow because I have to go to the radio station. He's like, well, what do you have to go to the radio station for? And I said, well, because I have a show on Wednesday mornings. And he's like, what? Mom, what do you do?
It's a fair question.
And I think he's still trying. I mean, sometimes I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing, so he's probably definitely trying to figure out what I'm doing. Right?
So a little.
This is your first Christmas, then, in Yuma.
This is our first Christmas in Yuma.
Did it work out? Did we have a real tree?
We've not had a real tree in years.
It dries out and becomes like a fire hazard in a couple of days, so good.
Yeah, no, we have three trees, but they're all artificial. Uh-huh. And, no, Christmas is I love Christmas. Our whole house was completely decorated to the point where, I mean, literally we have a dry riverbed, you know, like a lot of people have them in the front of their yards as decoration or whatever. Well, ours was filled with blue nut lights. So that it actually looked like a river at night.
Mm. I would keep that year-round.
Yeah, well, it would be nice, wouldn't it? Well, it's still there right now. We haven't taken anything down. And we have three Christmas trees and a Christmas village. So our house looks very Christmassy.
But you say you love Christmas. I mean, you'd have to be green and hate Whoville if you weren't loving Christmas.
That's my dad.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, I have the Grinch. It's totally good. No, But it was a very quiet Christmas this year, wasn't it, Peyton?
Yeah, but for us, it usually is somewhat on the quieter side compared to other Christmases. Oh, sorry.
He's not used to a microphone. He's going to talk to us here in the studio, and nobody else is going to be able to hear him. We do usually have a quiet Christmas, so it really wasn't.
So Peyton's still talking to you after you drug him, down to Yuma and forced him to go to a different school and everything. He's still
not going to a different school.
What?
I know. Imagine that. How did that work? So Peyton, you're going to tell him about school? You can pull the microphone a little bit closer.
All right. Is it better now? All right.
Okay.
So far, I've been doing online school for about 4 years now, and I honestly like it a whole lot better than public school from what I've done so far, at least. I find it very comfortable to be able to move around, like, you know, in case of a situation like this where she gets a new job and I come over here with her. And honestly, I feel like it's a whole lot less of a headache for my parents to deal with if they want to move.
Yeah, so he didn't change.
So the school you were attending and the studies stayed the same? Regardless,
yes.
And it's all internet, I take it?
Yes.
Now, is it interactive? Do you have instructors, or is it just self-study?
I do technically have instructors, but the majority of the time I treat it as they're to see if everything is going the way it should be.
Okay.
And they can provide tutoring because they have live lessons, which you can go to on the weekdays. But again, like I said, I view it more as tutoring and as well as to make sure everything in the class is going exactly how it should be.
The live lessons are optional.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of one of the things that I think that when I hear parents complain about the COVID learning, I call it COVID learning, not online learning, because what he's got is online learning, and what they've got is COVID learning, is that they're trying to get the students on at certain times during the day. And with high school students, you know, especially if it's 7 or 8 in the morning, it doesn't go so great. So what his school does is the live lessons are completely optional. He knows exactly when they are. They are recorded. So if he, for whatever reason, does feel like he needs to see the live lesson and he missed the live lesson, he can always go back and watch it. And that's great, too, if he gets behind, because 2 weeks later, he can still go back and watch
it. So how often do you do that, Pete? Do you go back and watch him, or do you find that you don't need to?
It honestly depends on this class. This year's, I forgot the class name. Physics.
Yeah, physics he watched.
I took a few rewatches of it, although it was a bit, the whole course was a bit off. There were some things that were just generically wrong with it in the first place, but other than that, those are the only times I can see myself rewatching the live lessons.
So what grade are you in school?
Is
there a grade?
I am going to be a junior.
He is a junior.
Yeah, a junior.
No, there's still grades. It's still a regular traditional. I mean, it's not a traditional high school, clearly, but there's still definitely grades.
Okay.
They still do a freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. And it's very much the same as far as, like, he's got... It's his learning coach, or his success coach, instead of like a guidance counselor, but she meets with him before every semester to set up his classes, and it's still very much designed that way. He still has like 6 classes every semester.
So,
and
Tate, do you have a desire to go to a public school, or you just as soon stay?
I honestly don't have a desire to go to public school.
Now, college, in your future?
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Now, that's under your control. You know, only you can decide that, right?
I'm still on the fence about, I definitely want to go to ASU.
Okay. But that's a college.
Yeah.
Well, except that he's already, so Peyton, you got to tell him a little bit more about how your high school works, okay? Because he already is in college.
Well, and I think that's typical for a lot of students here that take college classes at AWC. That's kind of not unusual.
Except that he's in ASU's high school, and so he's actually already enrolled at ASU and taking ASU classes.
But ASU high school level classes?
College classes. Completely complete with the college students. So the professors don't know the difference.
Right, but is he getting college credit?
Yep.
Okay, so...
In fact, if you log in under his login at ASU, it looks like any other college student. You can actually see his college courses with the college credit, with the college transcript.
Okay, so he's getting high school credit and college credit at the same time
class? So ASU University is giving him credit, or he's taking... So basically, he's taking ASU online courses. You know, ASU has an online program, too.
Everyone does.
Okay, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, he's in those courses with the regular college students. They don't know the difference.
Right.
They don't know that he's 16 years old.
But I guess I don't know how the logistics work if he's actually a high school student taking high school.
The logistics is the high school is giving him high school credit for the college classes.
And the college is still giving him college credit for the college classes.
Right.
So he's double dipping.
And even better...
One class counts for both institutions.
Right. And you want to know what's even better?
What's that?
Doesn't cost us anything.
Why is that?
Because ASU Prep Digital is a charter school. It's a public charter school.
So it basically has free college credits?
Right. From ASU.
From ASU. That's not bad.
No, it's not. Trust me. Mom's liking that part. So he's already actually enrolled at ASU, already is guaranteed admission to ASU because he's already enrolled at ASU, already has a transcript at ASU, already has a ASU student ID. Just that he's 16 years old.
You're going to have to take a break.
Okay, well, I guess we better take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
I love to work at nothing all day. And I've been thinking.
Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, exclusively offering Hercules tires. A new level of performance and versatility. All weather on and off-road strength and durability. More security, more control, more stability. Longer lasting, outstanding warranty and road hazard protection. Get your Hercules tires at any of the four Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros locations. Or use the Tire Finder online at edwhiteheadstirepros.com to choose the perfect tire. Pay online and schedule your installation appointment. Free pickup and drop-off for a hassle-free experience. Guaranteed.
Why did the Freon in my AC leak? Well, no metal today is like yesterday's. The copper is different and the price is higher. The new Rheem heat pumps are built like yesterday's. And now Rheem has a 10-year parts warranty on their units in the event they fail. If you want to talk heat pumps, stop by our shop, Air Central Heating and Cooling, your local Rheem dealer.
Give Air Central a call or just log on to azyuma.com.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE. That's 1-833-317-4673. Or visit calhope.org to talk to someone who can help. Hope will persevere.
On 560 KBLU. This is Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and we're here with Russ Clark and my son Peyton this morning since it's family week at the Chamber.
And he didn't have anything to do anyway because he's off.
He's off all the time.
No, he's not.
He's got some hard classes. So we were talking about, Peyton, that you get to take classes at ASU. What classes did you take at ASU this semester?
I took a college course in psychology this semester.
I love that. and
next semester, I believe I'm taking a college course in unmanned aerial systems, if I remember correctly, because my book just came in.
Yeah, you are. But what other class did you take this past semester? Because you took two this semester.
I took a college-level German and college-level history, I believe.
Okay, Peyton, you spent an entire semester building a musical instrument.
Oh, yeah, there was that. Yeah, there was that. College engineering, too, but I guess I forgot.
So wait a minute. In engineering, unmanned flight, and all that kind of stuff, you have a passion for flight?
Truth be told, I wanted to go in the Air Force a while back, yeah. But I have... you know, glasses, so I'm not allowed to, you know, fly.
Well, you can go in the Air Force.
Well, I can go in the Air Force, but I want to be a fighter pilot or one of the
pilots. Who doesn't, right?
Yeah.
But actually, and just so you know, LASIK surgery is available and acceptable for piloting. In some cases, you would have to check that out and see exactly what that is, but... it doesn't restrict you completely, depending on what it is and how bad. But if you talk to a recruiter, have you ever done that?
No, but I probably should if I want to go into the military of any kind, which I definitely do. So.
Yeah, talk to a recruiter, and they can tell you the ins and the outs and all that. My son went to the Air Force Academy, and he's mad at me to this day because he's colorblind, and he couldn't be a fighter pilot.
Yeah, so and he can't see in 3D. So.
What do you mean you can't see in 3D? Because that's just both eyes don't function?
I have a lot of depth perception issues.
And what causes that?
I honestly do not know to this day. All I know is that I need glasses and I have issues with driving.
Well, he can drive.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was born that way. We don't know.
But you know, depth perception happens. You know, people that lose an eye because, you know, it doesn't...
Right.
You don't have that. But it doesn't stop people from flying. I mean, there's people that have... private pilot license that have a single eye. I don't know how they do that, but I'm sure there's instructors and things you could talk to. So military still in your background, or are you just still like studying physics?
I definitely want to try military because, at the very least, I've known it will discipline you and will get you in shape. And
it gets you out of the house, too.
Yeah, it gets me out of the house, at least, because I definitely need it. Mom can attest to that one.
We, I don't know, how the COVID thing has worked into it, but we have excellent recruiters here. I don't know them personally now. I used to.
Mm-hmm.
I used to know a lot of them personally, but, they rotate.
Right.
But they love it when 16-year-olds come in and talk about, because then you can mold whatever you need to have done for the next few years. In fact, a lot of these recruiters, I'll see them early in the morning, and they're out just doing a little physical activities with the
Young
people that want to be able to go into one of the services.
Yeah, I won't say what family member, but I have a family member who wanted to go into the military and was overweight.
So
the recruiter came out.
They fixed that.
They did fix that.
Yeah.
So they came out, knocked on his door at 5 a.m. every morning. They went for a run.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
That's great. And a lot of people don't understand that. That's, the recruiters, they take that all.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously,
they
like doing that.
Yeah.
And working with people that are interested in the military and all that. So that's all available if you have questions. Those are the questions. Those are the guys that will find out. If they don't know, they'll go find out. And there's that stigma about a recruiter lying to you, like, oh, yeah, we guarantee.
Oh, no, I'm not worried about that.
I don't believe that,
yeah.
At least in today's...
I don't think that's true anymore.
No.
I don't...
If it
I
ever
agree.
Was, but
yeah.
You hear those stories.
I've heard them, but...
yeah.
I had a dad that was in Vietnam, so that was a completely different era. But, I've got nephews, that were Marines, and I didn't hear that at all.
So if the military kind of... ends up not being the direction. What in the civilian world do you even look at this point at 16 thinking this is something I'd be interested in?
Truth be told, as...
You don't have to tell the truth.
Yeah,
you
can lie.
Your mom's listening and just wink at me and I'll know.
But I want to become an engineer as seen with my other classes in, engineering class, but... I honestly do not know how well it'll work out because sometimes, or at least the engineering course that I took, sometimes I was a bit iffy on what happened in that course.
When you say a bit iffy, you mean solutions or whatever, you didn't follow the process on how they got to the end game? You were unsure of the structure?
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
In other words, you passed the class, but you don't feel comfortable.
Well, what did you get in that class?
I got an A, I believe.
Yeah, an A plus.
A plus.
Okay, but you're still not sure about the process.
I'm not sure because it all comes down to blueprinting because sometimes my brain is extremely active. I can come up with hundreds of ideas. And other times, I can't find a simple solution to this simple problem.
Do you think that's abnormal?
Well, no.
Do you think that's a problem?
I think it's definitely a problem for me, yes.
I don't, and writers and other people think, they talk about muses or what they aspire, inspiration, and sometimes you get up in the middle of the night and you want to type 1,000 words, and then other days you can't type a word a day, but I think that's just being normal, I think. I don't think that's abnormal, but... that's why you surround yourself with muses or other people to communicate with to help get you through those dry times.
So what would your dream job be? If you couldn't go in the military, what would your dream job be?
Aerospace engineering.
Good. And I think who would you want to work for?
I don't know. In fact, my most recent course had me, for the final project, talk about the differences between private funding and public funding engineering endeavors.
There is no private funding.
Well, I
say that, and let me... you've heard of SpaceX.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I hear engineering and people want to work in engineering, it's either SpaceX or Tesla. I mean, those are number one and two. Of engineers, people are coming out because that's the most exciting of anything because they make things happen over there. But when you say that it's private, is Tesla and SpaceX private? Well, SpaceX is definitely run by a private company, but it's funded with the government. That's where that money comes from. So private funding, I guess it exists, but it's still government in the long run. Tesla maybe is more private. Government didn't take them over like they did GM or Chrysler yet, but it's come. But you would look, lean towards the private businesses like Elon Musk or something.
Yes, because from what I can tell, it seems that they're, I don't want to say dedicated is the wrong word for that, but they've definitely gotten a whole lot of work done in such little time.
Absolutely. Tesla's been at it 20 years, believe it or not. Did you know that? It's been 20 years. But you didn't hear a lot about them when they were a small company doing one car and all that. And you see an acceleration that never seems to slow down. I think a lot of that's been on the blueprints, on the works, but they're coming forward. There's so much going on. Do you watch SpaceX stuff?
I remember watching the rocket launch, like probably most of the population
sure.
at that time.
Sure.
But I honestly don't pay too much attention to the videos, but I do research it from time to time to see what's going on. Because truth be told, again, it's I don't know what will happen to companies like SpaceX. I doubt anything will happen, honestly, but you don't know.
It doesn't even matter. Mm-hmm. Because if you have skills, they're transferable.
Mm-hmm.
Just that simple.
Well, and he's so space has been a big fascination for him since he was little.
Send him up.
And no, he doesn't unless he's too changed. Do you want to go up?
And I don't want to be an astronaut.
That's what I thought. He doesn't want. He wants to send people up,
okay.
But he loves to go. We've done. Well, we've been to Kennedy Space Center, and he's done space camp, including the space camp out in Huntsville, Alabama.
Right.
And he's done the whole, and so we were going on a Disney cruise one time, and what did we see from the Disney cruise?
We saw, I believe it was a space shuttle, right?
Yeah, back when the space shuttle program was still going. We watched from the top deck of the Disney cruise ship, we watched the space shuttle launch.
Gosh, that hasn't been around now. And
yeah, that's been a couple of years ago.
Yeah. It's been quite a while. Sometimes.
And we had met numerous astronauts at this point, and just because he likes it.
Well, who wouldn't? I mean, absolutely. I think it's great inspiration and great motivation and to do the physics, because other than that, physics is boring. Great. We can't hear you yet.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Peyton, you need a few more marbles. We can't hear your head rattling.
There's no video on you at all, Peyton.
Although we did just have to do the roller coaster physics. So that was where you have to discuss the oh, Peyton, tell me what it is that you had to study with the roller coaster.
It was a whole bunch of friction, I remember that.
And kinetic energy.
Kinetic energy.
Yeah,
all the types of energy.
You need to build a roller coaster. And
yeah, like potential energy and kinetic energy, how it converts to kinetic energy. And
do you study with him?
I do. I know. You know what? When you have a kid in online school, it's just how it happens. Because he has instructors, and he's got great instructors. In fact, if he was having a lot of trouble in his poetry unit, and we mentioned...
Yeah, wait.
Yeah, in English.
Poetry?
Well, you still have to take English.
What? You're doing poetry?
Yeah, they were doing poetry.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it was his English class, you know?
Right.
And he was having a lot of trouble with the poetry unit, and so we messaged his teacher and said, hey... And so she actually got on a private Zoom meeting with him for like 45 minutes and basically provided private tutoring just with his teacher.
For poetry.
Yeah, for poetry. Yeah, he gets to engineering just fine in math and physics. He just can't do poetry.
Hey, what did you like about poetry?
Nothing. Nothing.
Were any good limericks or anything? Or
I cannot write a good poem or even a mediocre poem to save my life.
Join the rest of us. You need to take a break.
Okay. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE. That's 1-833-317-4673. Or visit calhope.org to talk to someone who can help. Hope will persevere.
Truck Mates, Yuma's fix up your pickup truck store. Is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry leading quality, and trend setting design to protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truck Mates is also your Line-X spray in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray in bed liners. With nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray on team at Truck Mates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truck Mates. Truck Mates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessory for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truck Mates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
And we're back on Saber Chatter, 560 KBLU, and Russ is trying to take my intro back.
I was getting ready to do
I know
the
you
intro.
Were. Right. I know you were. That's the habit, huh? But I have to bring up Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area because they are our sponsor for Chamber Chatter. And before we get back to Peyton and poetry, not really. We won't make you talk about poetry too long. So, Russ, you know, we got that grant at the Chamber.
And what are you going to do with it?
So, well, it's very specific. You know, have you written a grant before? Do you know?
I have been involved in them, but I've never written one. Thank God.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, you should have seen me. My parents were here visiting when they announced that we had the opportunity to get this grant. And so yeah. I saw very little of my parents because I saw a lot of my computer keyboard so that I could write this grant. But anyway, basically, it's very specific programs that it's going for. But one of the programs that's coming up very quickly is we are expanding the Shop Local program to shop local, eat local, spend local, and enjoy local. And so basically, because Shop Local is all about retail, which is fine, but there's been a lot more businesses in Yuma that have been affected by COVID than retail. I mean, in case you know.
Yeah, but I look at Shop Local as more than just retail, but... Okay.
Technically it's not, but it could be.
Okay.
So we're expanding it. So basically anybody, we are asking anybody, they don't even have to be chamber members. I mean, literally they don't, I mean, yes, I would prefer that they're chamber members, but they don't even have to be chamber members and they can participate in this program. And basically,
I think I'm canceling my membership, though.
No.
I don't need it now.
you'll get, there's other advantages to being a chamber member.
Right.
But for this particular program, basically, we are, if a participant signs up, there's no cost to them. Doesn't matter who it is. It can be, you know, it could be Prison Hill Brewing Company if you want to go out to dinner, or Wheezy's out in the foothills.
I just had dinner there last night.
Did you? I just saw a commercial for them last night on TV. It's like, I don't usually see Yuma commercials because we have streaming service.
Chris did a great job.
He did. or, you know, well, let's take Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area, and let's say you go to the prison and you pay admission. Anytime you spend money with anybody that's participating in the program, and like I said, it doesn't cost anything for them to sign up. Anytime the person spends money with somebody that's participating in our program can upload their receipts to a special website that we're having made for this program, and at the end of every month we're going to draw all of those out of all those receipts, and they can win a $100 gift card for the local business of their choice.
Okay. So the business wins that?
No, the person.
The person that spends the money.
The person that spends the money.
Okay.
So basically, let's say I had dinner at Prison Hill.
Okay.
I mean, as long as we're talking about Prison Hill, Chris, you owe me later for all this free press. teasing. I love Chris. That's why I know I can get away with teasing him even on the show. So basically, let's say I go have dinner at Prison Hill and I get done and I use my cell phone and I go on the website and I upload a picture of the receipt to the website. Then at the end of the month, I will have, actually, because Prison Hill is a member of the chamber, I would actually have two entries for the drawing for the $100 gift card. And then that $100 gift card I could get for Prison Hill if I want, but I could also get it for Dandy if I preferred.
Okay.
Or, you know, basically another local business, basically just to keep the money with the local businesses. And so hopefully the benefit to the businesses is that we're going to keep promoting this. We've got an ad campaign coming up pretty heavily starting in February. And hopefully we can promote them, especially through the more lean summer months. And then for the locals, of course, and anybody that's shopping there, hey, you have a chance to win $100 for doing something that you might have done anyway.
And will there be signage visible to let you know that you're a member of that kind of stuff?
Yep, absolutely. We're getting posters made and vinyl clings made and, you know, all the typical things that you would have made in such a promotion.
And that's what this grant is for that you just got?
It's paying. That's part of it. And then the other thing that we're going to do you know, we lived in the Valley for 18 years. I call it the Valley as opposed to Phoenix because I didn't live in Phoenix. I lived in Tolleson.
Tolleson?
I know.
Really? That's way west.
It's connected anymore.
Is it?
It is, yeah. It's kind of crazy.
It's a chicken farm, isn't it?
Cows, a lot of dairy. in fact, that was one of our favorite things to do, huh, Peyton? Was we would go to the dairy, and that's where we got our milk, was straight from the dairy. We didn't buy it at the grocery store. We'd get our milk straight from the dairy, glass bottles, and we'd turn them back in. So up there they have this thing called Arizona Restaurant Week, and it's in May and September. It's done by the Arizona Restaurant Association, and basically restaurants get a chance to do something different that week, and so we're going to introduce it here in Yuma, but we're going to introduce it a little bit differently, mainly because up there the minimum price range to get into the program is $33 a plate, and I don't know when the last time was that you spent $33 on one person at a restaurant, but it's been a while for me.
Last night?
Last night.
what's the special thing that they have to do? The restaurant has to do something special?
It's up to them. It's actually completely up to them.
Like have the waiters wear a tall hat or something? Or?
That's a thought. I'm kidding. Basically, let's say it could be whatever they want. We're going to leave it more open. Up there, they actually have a special dish, something that's not ordinarily on the menu.
Okay.
Out here, we're going to leave it more open because we want the restaurants to be able to do what, I mean, if they would prefer that they just do a special that week, like let's say, so my favorite thing to eat at Wheezy's is the Monte Cristo empanadas. So I'm trying to think. So, like, they might do that week, okay, they have 50% off the Monte Cristo empanadas or something they already have on their menu. We're going to leave it open. Okay. We're going to leave that up to the restaurants. They're the ones that are kind of putting in the work. We just want to give them extra promotion. And it'll be in May and September, just like it is up there, just kind of build on the, you know, the slower months. And it can be dine-in or carry-out. We don't care. Same thing. And so we're still kind of in the beginning stages because we're doing it so differently than how it was done up in Phoenix. But, you know, we got to do things differently out here in Yuma. We got to do the things the way, you know, the way we like it.
Well, anything that gets people motivated and interested in shopping, working with local businesses promotes all of us, and it's actually good.
Exactly. And then the other thing that we're doing is we are working with a couple of organizations on providing customer service training.
Really? Do we have any of that here?
We do.
Who teaches that?
This is actually coming from a national organization. It's a foundation that for retail.
Okay.
Anybody that goes through the training will actually get a certification in customer service that, of course, can be used retail or in a restaurant or...
Yeah, customer service, that just teaches people to say you want fries with that. Is that what you mean?
I hope it's a lot more than that because, you know, I went through Disney's customer service.
Okay.
And Disney's customer service is a lot, it's, you know, a lot more about anticipating what the customer might want. And
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
In case you hadn't figured that out.
Well, I didn't know anticipation would be because more like listening, but...
It's definitely listening.
Because, you know, most people in customer service don't listen because they already know what they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's irritating. But I love the customer service. I love the communications, as you know.
Right, exactly. And so basically, I think this will allow us, the budget allows up to 50 people to take the class for free and get the certification for free.
I definitely want to take it. But I want to know what they're teaching, I guess.
Right.
And if I agree with it. But I would like to see it. I mean,
okay.
I think it's wonderful that the chamber's doing that and is going to bring in somebody that just, other than a mom and pop that has anecdotal information, but
right.
somebody that is on some current training that... be really curious as what they're doing.
Well, and I call it anticipation, and it's not a necessarily, I mean, I guess it's anticipating. For example, okay, yeah. So I'm a lot more familiar with Walt Disney World than Disneyland, but Disneyland works too, okay? And if you've ever parked your car in a Walt Disney, or in a Disney Parks parking lot, you know that they're very large.
Yeah.
Okay, those parking lots are huge. And they tell you over and over, you know, to make sure that you remember that you parked in Goofy or you parked in, you know, Stitch or you parked it wherever you happen to park,
right.
Okay?
Because it's also not unusual to forget.
Well, exactly. And most people do forget. Well, not most people, but a lot of people do forget. I've learned to take a photo of where I parked. But anyway.
I was going to say, that is a normal now, I think, for most people.
Most people do, but they do still have issues where people forget where they parked. And now they have to help them figure out where exactly they parked.
I can ask my car. It tells me.
Well, there you go. But before you could ask your car, so basically Disney anticipating that people were going to forget where they parked their cars,
yeah.
They actually keep track of what time they parked cars in which section of the parking lot that day. So if you can tell them approximately what time you got to the park that day, which most people actually do, you
they
can say, well, I got there about, you know, 9:45-ish. They know
what
where
section.
They were parking
yeah.
at 9:45, so they can. Mm. That's what I'm talking about. Customers are anticipating.
Okay.
People, you know what they might want, and so they'll actually be able to tell you. Well, at 9:45, we were parking in Goofy Blue or whatever parking lot, and help you go find your car.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
That they do that. That makes sense because they are very structured.
They are very structured. And so things like that. So that's kind of what this customer service is going to be about. It's not the Disney customer service. I'm not going to say that, although they do have online programs and stuff too. But yeah, this is, we actually are partnering with like Arizona Retail Works, who have excellent programs. Peyton, I'm never going to let you talk again. Who have excellent programs in both Maricopa County and Pima County, and they actually approached us about expanding into Yuma County. And we said, yes, we'd love to have programs like that here.
Sign me up immediately.
Okay.
I want to really see and absorb whatever they have. And obviously, there's always something new to learn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I agree.
I'm always curious as to what they perceive customer service is.
Right. So those are the three big programs. So it's not just one. So the grant isn't just all about this whole, you know, the Shop Yuma thing. It's we try to make it more encompassing than that. So it's trying to get more customers to those places. But with the customer service, we're hoping that we can help retain those customers beyond, you know, owners. Most owners are pretty good about customer service. I was thinking, you don't think so?
No.
I think so.
No.
Maybe it's because I work for the chamber that most owners are just, I get special treatment.
No. I think most owners find their niche on what they do, and they
mm-hmm.
do what they do, take
I
it or
suppose.
Leave it, most of them. And that's amazing. Doesn't mean they're unpleasant
right.
by any means. But I don't think they move much as far as current trends or finding out what customers are shifting, although many of them do. I
mm-hmm.
mean, I know the ones that do, and I'm intrigued by them.
Okay.
But many of them are doing business the same way they did it 20 years ago, if they've been in your business for 20 years.
Yeah,
and they
yeah.
haven't moved, they haven't changed, and it's always worked for them. Don't tell me I've been doing this 20 years, kid. I know what I'm doing. And I find that some people get into those ruts, and they don't understand why sales are dropping, because I'm doing everything that made me successful, but times have changed. People are different.
Mm-hmm.
And they never think, like, oh, my God, people are different. I must shift with that difference and find out. They don't do that. Most of them do what they do, and they eventually fade because
mm-hmm.
the rest of society has moved on.
Well, and this year they've done a lot of shifting, I think. Some of them.
By force.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, everybody now has a supply of masks.
There we go. Great. But so, yeah, so we're trying to go, you know, the full circle, you know, not only get more people in, but hopefully get people. Russ is making, I know what you're saying. We better take a break, but I was glad we got to talk about this a little bit. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
Terrifying jobs.
Snake handler, take one.
This is a really terrifying job. Today we're talking with James Hall, a snake wrangler at the Phoenix Zoo. You handle really creepy, venomous creatures.
Given the hazards, why do you do it?
I've been fascinated by reptiles since I was a child.
Tell me about your little friend there.
So this is Bear Hug. He's a Burmese python. We have him here at the Phoenix Zoo.
He kind of makes my skin crawl. Is there anything that rattles you?
Yeah, distracted drivers terrify me.
This message is brought to you by ADOT, the ABA, and this station.
El Dorado Broadcasters is searching for creative problem solvers to join our team of marketing professionals where we help businesses be more successful. I'm Chris Fleming, General Manager. Here's what it's like when you make a career working with El Dorado Broadcasters.
I'm Cindy Landine. I've been with the station for 30 years. The best part about my job is I'm not tied to my desk. I'm out and about in the Yuma community helping businesses and nonprofit organizations better themselves by achieving their marketing goals.
Apply online at evbroadcasters.com/careers.
The holidays are bustling with activity. Handle it all with Happy Honda Days. Bring skis to the cabin? The Honda CR-V and HR-V make it easy. Take on the season with financing as low as 0.9% APR on the 2020 CR-V and as low as 1.9% APR on the 2021 HR-V on select models for well-qualified buyers.
See your Southwest Desert Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen right here on 560 AM KBLU from 8 to 9 AM every Monday morning to Life, Death, and the Law, where Sean Garner and Adam Hansen discuss estate planning options. Spend Monday mornings 8 to 9 AM with Sean and Adam from Deason Garner and Hansen and learn how you can plan your estate using a will or a trust to protect your family and secure your legacy. That's Life, Death, and the Law every Monday morning from 8 to 9, right here on 560 AM KBLU.
On Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU. This is Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and I'm here with Russ Clark, as always, who we allowed to have a microphone for a change.
You're very brave, and I appreciate it.
I know, that's efforts. Okay. We get along great. We have a good time here on the radio station. And my son, Peyton. Good morning, Peyton.
Good morning, Mother.
See, and Peyton, the nice thing is you get a better idea of what your mom, you know, is up against, you know, when she has to come into the studio. It's wonderful.
He's like, I am never going back there again, right?
I want nothing to do with the spoken word.
He's like, but I still don't know what my mom does, right?
Maybe I should just stay at home, you know? I think I'm safer there anyway.
I think you'll be just fine, Peyton. I'm actually, it's nice, and I'll tell you, Kim, it's nice to see people. I'm always curious at 16, how do you see the world, and where do you see yourself fitting into it? And with everything that's going on with COVID and all of that, has it changed your perception of things? Have you looked at the future, or have you looked at things differently, or does it not scare you?
It doesn't, like, it scares me, but not end of the world scares me.
Okay.
Because I know we'll get through this. Sure, times have changed for a lot of people.
Okay.
But here's the thing. We will always change. Diseases will come and go as they please. They will always wreck our society as we know it, and we'll always recover. There will be a lot of people hurt. There will be a lot of people killed, but we'll always recover.
Do you believe, I guess, and I say believe, that everything that you've read or seen about COVID?
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to leave it at that. I don't want to direct you any more than that. Do you believe everything you've read or seen?
I don't believe everything, but at the same time, I do believe a lot of the articles that I read, because, you know, it's the Internet. There's an article for everything out there now.
Yeah.
So, obviously, I'm not going to believe everything that I've read.
The true ones are right alongside the ones that aren't. Absolutely.
But the issue with doing that is you're going to have to take every single article with a grain of salt, because you're always going to need to do some research just to make sure that what they're saying is true, or at least it's fact-checked by somebody else that can be a reputable source.
Yeah, as long as it's science. You know, if you put science on it, then it's all true. That's why the politicians have used the word science till it just wears me out.
Oh, my gosh.
So the world doesn't scare you. You're okay. And I think that's healthy, because I think there's been too much fear drummed up unnecessarily on this. I mean, we've had the flu in the country for many years, and, you know, as much as 80,000 people die from the flu every year. But it's not a headline every day. One more death, one more death. There's not this Grim Reaper type mentality.
No, my grandma died of the flu.
It's not uncommon. I mean, a lot of people have. But we never thought anything about, well, let's change our whole process in our society and only do takeout because of the flu season. We just never did. All of a sudden, we turned into that. And I don't know what kind of effect it's having on people your age. Now, you haven't gone through as many changes as many because you were already working off of you know, the internet for schooling. But it was a sudden adjustment for many kids that was tough to take.
I honestly can't speak from their perspective because, you know, as you just said, my perspective is way different than somebody who's had their whole life flipped upside down because of this whole COVID thing.
Right.
But the only thing I can say is, what good is it going to do to be negative and spread fear and only think about the bad things that can happen?
Right.
When you can focus on trying to recover and make the best out of it, because you can't change it. You're not going to be able to change it, you know?
Right, and we need to learn to live with it, not live secluded and live away. I mean, I don't think that's a future that looks very bright myself.
So Peyton, I have a question. So having been in online school for 4 years and knowing that a lot of students are coming back to online school after the break, do you have any tips on how to do it?
The only tips that I can give, because even online schools can be vastly different from each other, is get some form of calendar going and see what schoolwork you can get done in that day or that hour. And if you feel too overwhelmed, take a bit of a break and just do only what you can and see what happens then.
And you still have time frames to finish courses, right? And in other words, it's not open to where do it when you feel like it. You're still, like, you got so many months to finish a course and those kind of things.
Yes, of course. And in fact, as it may be common sense to some people, but the college courses have a far stricter time frame than the high school courses. If I remember correctly, the only real deadline there is for my high school courses, for at least my current school, is the end of the year. Of course, I'm not going to put it all off to the end of the year because there's no way I'm getting all that done in 1 week. Right. But technically, I could.
Yeah, it's the end of each semester. There's a deadline. Mm-hmm. That's it.
I'm a procrastinator. That would not be healthy for me.
Yeah, hence the whole calendar thing. Yeah. He can be too, as we all can, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I procrastinate too. I mean, I think everybody's guilty of it at one point or another.
I would have joined the club, but I never really got around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's why the procrastinator clubs don't work.
It's not very popular.
But what do you do for your calendar, Peyton?
For my calendar, Well, each course, thankfully, already has a pace chart ready. So what we do is we grab all the pace charts and divide it into, you know, 5 days a week. And it's supposed to be, around 5 hours per day spent on schoolwork, which honestly isn't that much compared to all of the other alternatives. So we get one of each course, you know, one algebra, one English, one history, whatever. And we compile it into one day, enough to either make sure that I'm ahead or on pace with the, yeah.
So basically, those pace charts just take the 16 weeks of school and divide all the assignments evenly. They don't take into consideration, like, Thanksgiving week might be a short week. It's just literally they take the 16 weeks, and they divide everything out by 16, and then basically what he does is divide it out by 5.
That just means if you take Thanksgiving off, your Saturday's going to suck because you got to get caught up.
Right. Well, and a lot of his Saturdays have sucked this year. Remember the whole procrastination thing we were just talking about?
Yeah, pretty much got to catch up.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, but he's I think he's got it. I mean, he's been doing it for so long now that he's got it down. And so he knows that this week I need to get this done.
Did you know that engineering is a big job over at YPG, Yuma Proving Grounds? Did you know they employ a lot of engineers?
I believe I heard my mother talk about it once, but knowing me, I probably forgot.
Okay. I was going to say, you know, and some people don't think of Yuma as being an employer for engineers. And so, and of course, structural engineers and architects and all those guys are around, and they have to get all those in here. But beyond that, the military out here at YPG, we don't talk a lot about it because what they work on is kind of secret, and they can't talk about it anyway. You know, you ask somebody at YPG, what'd you do today? And, nothing.
Well, and he hasn't made it out to YPG yet. He hasn't done much with YPG or anything. No, he's been to MCAS. He's been to MCAS Yuma.
Mm-hmm.
He's met Colonel Dudek, actually been in his office, and but he hasn't been out to YPG yet. So we're working on it.
Yeah,
COVID's kind of put a damper on some of these things.
There's great opportunities, and you say you like the flying, actually. You know, in the Air Force now, there's more unmanned aircraft than there are manned aircraft available, which I think would be irritating to a lot of the pilots, but that's been the direction.
Hence next semester's class.
With the unmanned aerial systems, I'll hopefully gain at least a better understanding of those.
Right. Oh, it's exploding. In fact, I'm sure that the capabilities are unknown to us because they just never tell us what they are. But just on a commercial aspect, most every kid has an unmanned drone at this point.
Or two or three or four or five, like at our house.
I'm sure you do.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh, absolutely.
If you have a aspiration towards that, it's readily available. They call them toys even now. But they're amazing.
Well, and ASU even has a degree in it anymore.
Sure.
So that he's just to make sure the engineering or where he wants to go with it, we figured that a class in unmanned aircraft was not going to be.
Do you know there's a remote control airfield out in the foothills? It's paved. It's for remote control. A lot of our YPG guys that do it for a living still go out there for hobbyists. And there's a lot of hobbyists out there all the time that are flying who knows what. But I've taken my granddaughter at 2 and 3 years old out there just to talk to the some of the people that are enjoying the hobby. But it's very active. If you want to look at that kind of thing, here in Yuma, there's on your way to YPG, just as the road turns left before you get to the bridge, right in that area, there's a sign that says, "Are some field, small field," but it's just for remote control. And we used to call it remote control. I don't know if they call it that anymore. But they have events there quite often where they bring a lot of people in for display purposes and stuff. If you're interested in that. Boy, is it available out here. It really is.
I'll be sure to check it out since, you know, for especially YPG now, I need to at least do some research into it because it definitely sounds interesting. It sounds something that would be up my alley.
It's always fun to see it in action, to see it other than on the drawing board.
Yeah, that's another thing is that, like you said earlier, how everything's sort of secretive because it's the military. You know, they don't want anything going out.
Sure. Oh, on the prototypes and stuff.
Yeah,
you can't take pictures, touch, or see. And many of the airfields for that at YPG are far away from anything you're going to get a car to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're not going to get in those hangars.
Or at least without getting caught.
I think that's more trouble than you can put
up
with.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Nothing you want to get involved in.
Yeah, let's not say that on the radio.
Nope. Mom's going to get a visit
I'm
now.
Like, wait, Colonel McFall, he really didn't just say that.
You're run out of time, young lady. You
Alrighty
need to go.
Then. Well, thanks everyone for joining us this morning. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. This was Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBOU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.